Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Could we see major WrestleMania returns for injured Raw and SmackDown stars? Let's talk about it. For Tuesday, March the 22nd, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You hear me? So let me tell you, when Brock wakes up in the hospital, shaken at the mere sound of Bobby Lashley, this so-called beast can go and challenge for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. Meanwhile, I will be defending my title in the main event at WrestleMania.
As we get closer to our destination on the road to WrestleMania, there's lots of conversations of rumors, debuts, returns, smoking mirrors, you know the ones. I'm going to add two more names to that list now. You know who the first one is based on what you just heard there. So, WrestleVotes put out a tweet last night saying, sources state, as of now, Omos is indeed getting a singles WrestleMania match, and his opponent may surprise some people. It's not Veer, or Cody for that matter. I'm sad that it's not Veer, but let's put a pin in Veer for now. Put a pin in that for now. We'll get to him in a bit. This comes from Fightful, following that tweet from WrestleVotes. Fightful learned, as of this weekend, the planned opponent was former WWE champion Bobby Lashley. Now, Lashley was injured in January at the Royal Rumble, and that explains why his appearance at the Elimination Chamber was so brief and led to him being taken out of the match before he even got in it, because he was nursing an injury and they had to kind of get to a finish line with him so he can go and get surgery. He was written off TV, and he'd had successful surgery, last we heard. Fightful go on to say the card is subject to change for WrestleMania, as are WWE plans, and Fightful has not gained confirmation that Lashley has been cleared. Doesn't mean that he hasn't been cleared, but it means that at least at some point the plan was to do Omos versus Lashley. Now, if that is the case, we only have like a week and a bit before WrestleMania. But they've, you know what? They've booked pretty iconic WrestleMania matches in much less time than that. So I wouldn't be too worried if something happens on the go-home show for WrestleMania on Raw, which does see Lashley return and square up to Omos. We could get ourselves quite the battle between those two at WrestleMania. So Bobby Lashley possibly off the injured bench in time for WrestleMania. But staying in WrestleMania season, let's look to what is always an exciting one, the Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania, where we could see another big return.
I know what you're thinking, and you're thinking that this sucks, because you wanted to see the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion in history, regain what's rightfully hers, to walk into Money in the Bank and beat Bianca Belair once and for all, and take back my title. But now I'm hurt. And now that I think about it, that's not what you're thinking. You don't care at all. You don't care that I'm hurt, that I did this to get better for Money in the Bank, that I did this to be the best, that I did this for you. So this, yeah, this is all your fault. This is all your fault. And I don't give a damn who they put in my place because they're not as good as me.
Oh, it's been a while since we heard that, isn't it? Ding dong. Hello, Bayley. So Bayley last night was in New York City for WWE. She was appearing at a Brooklyn Nets game to promote SmackDown on Friday. And she's been teasing for a while now that her leg is good to go following her injury last year. We haven't seen her since before, I think it was before SummerSlam, even before then. She suffered an injury coming out of a training session midway through a feud with Bianca Belair that had to have the stoppers put on it. So we've been keen to see Bayley make a return. There was speculation that she would rock up at the Rumble and she didn't. There was speculation that she would rock up at the Elimination Chamber and she didn't. PW Insider are reporting, quote, Bayley has been out of action since last summer after suffering a torn ACL while training at the WWE Performance Center and of late made other promotional appearances for WWE to help push WrestleMania in the Dallas market. She is expected to return to action within the next month or so, likely after WrestleMania 38. One thing that WWE love to do, as well as packing out a WrestleMania card, is to make those Raw after Mania and SmackDown after Mania shows sing. And what a way to land back on your feet with the SmackDown after WrestleMania featuring the return of Bayley. Certainly a cool concept. Looking to the Raw after Mania, we can confirm it was revealed on Raw last night that the Raw after WrestleMania, April the 4th, that is the night that Veer will come. We have been waiting for Veer to come for quite some time. I'm sure Veer has been keen to come for quite some time. I thought he would have come by now. I kind of predicted that Veer would come last week, but Veer did not come last week. We can reveal that Veer is set to come on April the 4th.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Raw pulling out all the stops for WrestleMania week next week. It is the go-home show for Raw, and we can confirm that Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns have been announced for the show. Now, they won't be competing, per se, as far as we know. I doubt they'll do Brock versus Roman the week before WrestleMania. Will they? No, they won't. But they'll be on Raw. Roman Reigns normally is on Raw. If he's on Raw, it's there for the live crowd only. The Usos were at Raw last night for a similar reason. They like to have Roman matches on as dark show spots. So he'll be making an appearance there this time in front of the cameras to get ready for WrestleMania. They are supercharging Raw next week. Not only do we have an appearance by Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, we have Queen Zelina, Carmella, Shayna Baszler and Natalya taking on Sasha Banks, Naomi, Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan in an 8-woman tag team match. Also announced the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy and The Miz versus Rey Mysterio. They're going to throw a lot of this go-home Raw and the go-home SmackDown that will come after it as well, I do believe. Maybe next week will be the week where we get a Cody reveal on Raw. Seth Rollins acknowledged the Cody rumors on Raw last night. There were Cody chants whilst he was talking, and he said, "Rumors are a lot of fun, but rumors don't make moments, and I am living for my WrestleMania moment." Seth is still without a match for Mania after failing to defeat AJ Styles to take his spot in his match against Edge. Still no match for Seth Rollins, but a lot of Cody chants that it's difficult to avoid now. Tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in the company of indie star Vinny Massaro, who has had a real career renaissance since the pandemic lifted and wrestling started getting back to normal. He is a fascinating character, is Vinny. He'll talk about his time in the wrestling world, his time working as a game dev. You know, he's really into his video games, and he'll talk all about that in great detail as well. He's a really cool guy, is Vinny. You'll meet him tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed. No Classic Raw review this week. Apologies for that. We've had a short break from the Classic Raw review. It is back as normal next week. You will have this week a Classic Nitro review with Sam Driver and myself, and you will have a Classic SmackDown review with Matthew and myself on Saturday. So otherwise, a full complement of Classic reviews for this week. But the Classic Raw review returns next week. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can get it first on Twitter at Cultaholic and online at Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.